Hello there, welcome to Winning Karma. And the reason that I'm on the air online today is just really to check in. And I'd like to check in because I'd like to see how everyone is doing. And we get so caught up in the eye of the storm, in the hustle and bustle of life, that we forget what we should be doing. We get caught up in the activities that we find ourselves in, and the rigors of the day and the routine of the day and the matters that we have to deal with, that we often get thrown off course. So I just wanted to see how everybody is doing. How are you on the path of excellence? How are you progressing? Are you progressing? Are you caught in a storm? Are you caught in a world where you're finding it extremely difficult to move forward and your mind is stuck? You cannot move forward and you're stuck in one direction on the compass. If that's the case, it's time today to reflect and renew and understand that we are capable of more than other people may tell us. So we find ourselves in a work situation, and the typical work situation is you're told to do things. And you do. And in certain, and not many organizations, because you don't really thrive if you're like this, that allow people to be flexible and allow people to actually have thoughts and be able to give some creative ideas and suggestions. And if that's the case, then of course you will not develop. You will stay where you are, and you'll never feel comfortable in offering suggestions or feel comfortable in offering input. And you just become a person that just does, like an automaton. So it's so important to take stock, audit ourselves, and know what we want from life, and know that that includes helping others, and know that that helps including, of course, helping ourselves to help others. Because if we help ourselves, we can help others. If we develop, we can help others to develop. Never forget the power of being a mentor, and never forget the idea of having a coach and then having a mentor yourself. So it's challenging. Life can be challenging. It really is. And through the ebbs and flows, those who survive, it's the survival of the fittest. And when I say fit, we often think physical strength. And that's not what I'm alluding to. I'm alluding to a mental strength. A mental strength that can help us to forge through life's problems, that can help us to move forward in any aspect. When we are challenged, we know what to do and how to do it. So that's essential too. Knowing that, being aware of that, acquainting ourselves with who we are is so very essential. And when we can do that, we can progress. And we have to have that mental strength. We have to have that quiet strength sometimes, where people may be challenging us, circumstances may challenge us. We should never waver from this. We should understand, and I hope you listen to this message with great clarity and great precision. Understand what I'm trying to say here is to give you an option to live life rather than just go through life. Grow through life, as Butterworth said. Don't just go through life. Life is about learning. Life is about lessons. Life is about explicitly knowing who you are in the context of the world, in the tapestry of creation, so to speak. And that sounds grandiose, but it is what it's about. And in this journey, you'll find there'll be problems and difficulties and challenges. But the key, the essential thing is to understand that there is strength within us. We have been endowed with this. So, take stock, reflect, and understand you are capable of greater things. We are back, and we'll be pumping more podcasts very soon. We are back. We hope you're doing well. And as 2020 progresses, we'll have some guests on the show, which will help you get the clarity you need, and will allow you to keep on winning. Thank you.